You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to Geico, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays. And has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track on the field and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Welcome, everybody. Coach Rick Sagisi, Think Outside the Diamond. Hope everything's going well today, and you guys are doing very well on your Tuesday. But today we have a great show planned. I want to talk a little bit about our guest that's going to be calling in. Again, I'm very fortunate to be getting some really, really big-time people in the fitness sports field, nutrition, health industry, and I'm really, really proud that I'm getting some good responses to people because it's about giving back. It's about providing some information, networking with like-minded individuals. And, you know, when you're listening to this show, you obviously want to get better. And that's what I'm here to do in the lab is to get you guys better by listening to not only myself, but to bring professionals, other people in the field that are known in their industry and to provide you with some cutting edge, you know, information. So today we have, we're going to have Dan Shipman. He's the owner of the Full Torque Fitness in Largo, Florida. Dan is certified in many different aspects, but just a few, to name a few. He's certified in the Sports Conditioning Specialist, the CSCS, which is a very well-known, probably one of the best certifications, one of the best certifications you can get in the field. So it's a very respected certification. And he's a personal trainer up there in Largo, Florida, and he's trained with many amateur and professional golfers. So Torque Fitness is really working on, just like it says, it's like really trying to create as much torque as you can, rotational movements. So today's topic is going to be about exactly what we just said. It's going to be about the core, because that's where you get your a lot of your rotational strength. If it's talking about, you know, you want your arms, your legs to move. Well, you know, I always look at that core, you know, that is your central point. That's kind of like your central nervous system, you know, your center part. That's where everything starts. And that's like your anchor. And then your arms and legs actually gotta come off that anchor. And they only move as well as that anchor is strong. How strong that anchor is or how weak it is, it's going to be a lot weaker on the external part. So he's going to talk a little bit about that. I'm not going to get too much into that because he's going to be talking about that. But outstanding show ready for this guy to get on. Again, he's in Key Largo, Florida. Pretty impressive guy. Intrigued on, you know, what he says, and he should be calling in here any minute now. But again, if you're a golfer, you're a baseball player, tennis player, this is where you want to go. You want to listen to this guy and really incorporate some of the things he's going to talk about when we talk about the core. So you know, when he calls in here, you know, we're going to get him on the show and we're going to get it rocking. So make sure you guys write down any questions you might have, you know, and you can always call in. The call-in number is 929-477-1758. Again, 929-477-1758. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and bring Dan inside here. And Good morning, Dan.
How's it
going? How are you guys? How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How about you?
Good. I'm doing very well. Thank you. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to get on our show today and introduce you a little to our audience, a little bit about you, so they have a little good idea about you and what we're going to be talking about. So I wanted to just to thank you for giving us some time today to get on the show.
Not a problem.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about, first off, I want to talk a little bit about yourself. We talked about, you know, that you are in Largo, Florida, and you do
yep.
a lot of golfers, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I specialize in golfing, or golfers and fitness for them.
Okay, great. And what, you know, what do you when you get a, like, let's say you get a golf, someone that wants to play golf or has been playing for a while, and what's the first couple things that you do with them to really, you know, assess what they need to do before you get into the, you know, the nuts and bolts of everything?
Yeah, like you said, assessment, it's the key. I do a Titleist Performance Institute screen. It's very similar to the FMS, which I know you do. And then I also do a swing analysis, you know, videotape it and then draw little funky lines all over it to determine where the issues are. And then I correlate their screen to the swing analysis. And from there, I create their program.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Obviously, we make them stronger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great. So I think that's the biggest thing I want people to see is that you don't come in and start doing exercises. You have to do an evaluation, assess where they're at, you know, and then make the program specifically for what they need. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about the core. Today's subject is going to be really focused on the core because we know that's a big game changer when we talk about that with rotational sports such as golf. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what makes up the core, what, you know, just what defines the core and, you know, what do you feel is the main function of the core?
Okay. The core is misunderstood within the general fitness realm. Most people think, you know, crunches, sit-ups, things like that, which target the abdominals. And that's great because, you know, you can see those. And if somebody has them, they look great, obviously. But the problem is that's such a small piece and has not, you know, doesn't really tell the true story of the core. To me, the core is everything from the diaphragm down through towards the pelvic floor. So obviously includes those two muscles. It includes the abdominals. It includes the obliques. It includes the transverse abdominis. It actually includes the glutes. It includes some of the internal and external rotators of the hips, the hip flexors, things like that, because they all are used, depending on what you're doing, to stabilize the core, which is to
wow.
make the spine not move. Basically, that's the real goal of it, is to protect the spine. Whether you're doing a deadlift or you're swinging a bat or a golf club, the big deal is to protect that spine.
Definitely. Wow. I think that's the biggest thing I see with kids and people in general is that they just think they hear the word a lot, but they really don't understand what it entails. And you're right. It's way more than just, you know, your side and back and front. It is inner and is outer. Like you just said, the glutes, that was a big game changer right there. So that's awesome. So have you followed, like, I mean, you mentioned Dr. Stuart McGill. Tell me a little bit about what you learned from his, some of the stuff that you read or listened to with him.
Well, first off, let me just say that man is a genius, and I want to kiss him on the forehead almost because of all his stuff is amazing. But what he really, it comes down to is the core is not made to, the muscles around the core is not made to move your core. It's made to stop your core from moving. And that's what he's learned. He's like one of the foremost experts in the world with the human back. And he, when people have issues and like you go to your chiropractor, physical therapist, he only deals with the ones that none of them can figure out. And he's amazing. But so he really, like I said, it just comes down to the anti-rotation, anti-flexion, anti-extension of the core. That's what he finds is what the core is truly for. Our body is made to move around our core, not move through the core.
Interesting. That's really neat. that's really neat. Yeah, he was. I saw him one time at a summit, and he was speaking, and he was listening to a world of information. And I don't even think he tapped into a quarter of what he could have. So, yeah, he is a pretty amazing man. Why is sit-ups? I know you mentioned this earlier in the show. Why is sit-ups so unhealthy for the spine? You know, we talk about, you know, this is the traditional, you know, go up, you know, put you know, have someone hold your feet down, and you go up, go down. You know, why is that so unhealthy for the spine these days?
Well, you know, like I was saying, the core is made to stop that movement, and yet you're telling it, no, you're supposed to do this movement, which is incorrect. The abdominals, while they do help in a sit-up, there a lot of times people use the wrong muscles. They use hip flexors in it and too many other muscles to achieve it. And then you have the people that aren't even truly doing a sit-up. They're kind of throwing their weight around instead of truly controlling the movement. And there's just too many things that can go wrong there. And because of what's known as reciprocal inhibition, when you turn your abdominals on, you're as hard as you are for a sit-up, you're going to turn the muscles in your back off, because when one side's on, mm-hmm. the other side's off. They can't work simultaneously. And because of that, you are putting a lot of strain on the muscles around the spine and the spine itself. So, again, that could lead to an injury. Crunches are better, but, again, like I would prefer – I mean, a plank is a perfect example. It's there to make your body not move. It's there to really engage all the muscles, which – that's another problem. People don't truly engage themselves in a plank. The people that you see doing 10 minutes, I challenge them to do 30 seconds my way.
Definitely. You know, that's the thing too. I mentioned to a lot of people, is like, they always like say, okay, well, we're going to do core at the end of a workout. And I'm like, well, if you did what we were supposed to do at the breathing, with the breathing aspect at the beginning of the workout, you should be working your core throughout the whole workout. You know, and you can
Absolutely.
Do additional at the end, but you should be doing, your core should be engaged constantly throughout the workout. So you actually should be getting a core workout the whole time. And I think that's where people forget. They think it's just okay, it's like a muscle. I'm going to isolate it and do a specific exercise. But, you know, that's what you're saying. And when you do an exercise, you want to stabilize that spine, and it should be engaged throughout the whole time. What are some of the exercises that you use that you've seen that, I know there's a lot out there, but some of the ones that you've used that seem to be the most effective for some of your clients?
As rotational sports are, for whether it's baseball, tennis, golf, the one that's probably the best for all of these is a Poloff press. It's an anti-rotation exercise for the core. That's probably the number one, and there's so many variations of it, whether you're standing, kneeling, half kneeling, open and closed on that. You know, are you holding it higher overhead? Are you doing a lateral lunge while you do the Poloff press? There's so many things that stabilize the core, because I was talking earlier, the core is supposed to be stable while you move the other body parts around it. So you can move your legs, you can move your arms while you activate the core in that way. And then obviously I love using medicine balls for throws, because that's when the ball comes back to them, that's the part. People always throw it as hard as they can. I want you to be able to fully decelerate that motion and control it to be able to truly express power. Because I love the saying, you can't go if you can't stop. It's like the runners that run as fast as they can, but then they have to stop on a dime and they end up hurting themselves because they can't stop. So your core needs to be the same way. Just because you can throw a ball or hit a ball with a bat or with a golf club doesn't mean anything if you can't control it.
Definitely. Definitely. I like that. I like that a lot, because it's, you know, we talked about to the legs and the arms, they're kind of like the extension of the core. So like, can you talk a little bit about like how that trend, like, you know, say the core is the anchor and the legs and arms are kind of like hinges off that aspect. Can you explain kind of how like that, you know, how your arms can be more effective and your legs can be more effective if your core is more able to produce that force and power?
So in baseball and golf, rotational sports like that, the power always starts at your feet. It starts there, goes through the ground. You have ground reaction forces, all that kind of stuff, fighting and helping you out, depending on what you're doing. And then as it comes up through the body, it gets to your core. If your core is not stable, you're going to leak power. So we want to be able to get all the power from your legs to your upper body so that when you swing the bat or when you swing the golf club or whatever you're doing, it's all there. If your core is weak and you lose posture in a golf swing or you can't rotate fully, you're going to lose power. And we, like I said, we want to be able to get that from one end to the other. The core, it's so hard to get people to truly understand and appreciate how much it does. And just being able to, another core exercise, I don't know if you know the dead bug and the quadruped position. That's perfect because you're moving the arms, you're moving the legs separate of each other while also completely stabilizing the core, and that just transfers perfectly over.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I did that that one course with Mike Robertson, and he had the core and the dead bugs, and you know the there's so many other ones. There was bird dogs and all that stuff that have been really good game changers. Yeah, I try to incorporate that at the beginning of each workout, the breath work, and then do those exercises so that people can start to learn how to engage and learn how to breathe before we actually get into the actual core and the actual workout itself. So, that's amazing. So have you seen improvement in, like, golfers when they improve their core? Like, let's say they don't even touch their swing. They haven't done anything with that to just improve their core. Have you seen an improvement with, like, you know, club speed and head speed and ball distance from just focusing on core strength?
I've seen two main improvements. First, you know, most of my clientele for golf are the executive business type people and retirees, and they're, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old. So by the time they come to see me, because most of them, you know, if they did any weightlifting, it was when they were younger and, you know, they really didn't know what they were doing. And now they're coming to me and dealing with back pain issues. Well, the biggest thing I can help them with is through the core strength and everything like that, is when they go out on the course, they no longer have back pain at the end. The other thing is, and this is kind of a funny story, I had a client come to me. He was getting mad at me, and he was hitting the ball further, but his club head speed was not increasing. And I looked at him like, how is that a bad thing? You know, that you're hitting the ball further without having to work any harder.
Right.
So that's directly relates to the power in his that was leaking out of his core is not leaking anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
He was just hitting that ball further without any harder work.
Exactly. Pretty much less stress on that whole spine, you know.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's awesome. Wow, what a story that was. Yeah, because golfers are just, they always want to, you know, drive, but they like you said, you talk about any rotational sports. I mean, that core is like the key, even not only for the performance, but I think for, like you said too, is for the health of the back. You know, these people might be young and they might be swinging, but if they don't have a strong core, you know, maybe 20 years from now, they have back issues because, you know, like you said, just what you're doing yesterday is going to affect you today, you know? So, you know, that's so important, why I want to make sure this audience understands the importance of the core, but also the importance of working at a young age. Don't just wait till you're 30 or 40, even though we're talking about more of the older generation in golf, but, you know, these people should be working the spine and the core actually at a young age.
Absolutely.
That's really good.
Too many people don't understand
that. Well, they don't. And you're right. So that's great. So have you worked with any other golfers? Main thing, have you worked with any other baseball, softball players or anything like that? Or is it mainly golf?
No, actually I've worked with a ton. I did a stint at IMG as a intern where I worked with golf, tennis, and baseball there. So all rotational sports. I also did I became the director of a facility over in Tampa where we worked mainly with pro baseball and pro football, along with general fitness for, general population. So I worked with a ton of pro baseball players and pro football players while I was there. So, yeah, I, that's this all kind of translates together. What I did with the baseball players, it, since the similarities are so much there between golf and baseball, it's a lot of the same stuff. It's just obviously the baseball players, when I worked with them, are pros. So they can do a little bit more than most of the golfers that I see now. So I just have to, you know, regress everything down to their level and work them up to that level.
Right. What, and so the baseball players, were they did at that level, did you see that their core was, deficient, or did you see that their core, I mean, at that level of play, did you see that the core was still an issue for them as well?
Well, you know, that's kind of it was strong, but I feel like it can always be stronger. And sometimes mm-hmm. some of these guys, you know, they have such tremendous talent and they had the ability to do certain things without having that prior knowledge of core strength and everything. So they might have been strong in certain ways, but weak in others, and that could have predisposed them to injury down the line. So we had to find that weakness and build that up during our time with them in spring training.
No, that's neat. Wow, that's awesome. That's really cool. That's a kind of a fun aspect of learning right there is to be able to train with those high-end athletes. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You had that experience. That's awesome.
In fact, I remember one.
Well, yeah, that, I think.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
I was just saying, I remember one pitcher. He was actually in the Cardinals organization. He was a AAA pitcher called up to pros and actually after about a week, had to be taken off and go to IR because he had some serious issues with his obliques. He came to us in the off season to get his core right. I mean, this guy could deadlift. This is a pitcher now, mind you, and he was deadlifting like 600 pounds. He was
a
beast.
Oh, my God.
He could throw the ball like no other, and his core was great when it comes to that anti-extension, anti-flexion. But when it came to rotation, he ended up straining his obliques because he had so much power, but his core had no clue how to control it. So we had to teach him, give him exercises to do throughout the season so that he was able to not have that issue the next year.
Oh, wow. What kind? So just like for a couple examples, what kind of exercises would you send someone like that, like this, to get control of their obliques?
Probably the main one is still that Poloff press. It's all about the obliques and everything like that. It's an anti-rotation exercise, and we just had to give him a whole bunch of versions of that to, you know, you got to keep the people challenged. You can't just say do the same thing over and over again. You know, every couple weeks you got to change that up. But that was probably one of the main. Side planks are another great one. And again, we had to challenge him with that. Another one is a plank, but single arm. People don't, you know, especially if you're up in like a push-up position and you go single arm on a plank with both feet down, there's so much anti-rotation, a lot of stress put on the shoulder there. But especially when you're able to truly stabilize your scapula, but that's another day. That anti-rotation that you have to do even there, it's all great for the obliques.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's really neat. I never heard a story like that. That's pretty – I mean, that guy's core is so strong that his obliques couldn't really be able to handle all the force he was transmitting in the rotational aspect. Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty – I guess you see all the different things of life. I guess, you know, when you're in this field, you'll see it all. So that's pretty unique right there. Have you seen that before, or is that the first time?
That was probably the most severe case, honestly, just because, you know, most people are generally strong all over, and I mean, they may be have a total weak core, but to have the ability to deadlift that 600 pounds but not be able to control the rotational aspect of your core was really surprising for the amount of power that he had. You would expect that, not that he wouldn't strain his obliques, but that he would have more capabilities than he did.
Yeah, I think that's why it's always the importance, like we talked about when we started the show, with the evaluations, and then obviously you're not going to catch everything, but that's why we do the evaluations, because you want to try to catch these things, you know, if you can, and see where the limitations are, the movement limitations are, the weaknesses, prior to the, you know, to creating a problem. But again, sometimes things are just, sometimes are hard to find. So, but that's when you make the adjustment and you do what you have to do like you did. So that was, that's a pretty cool story. Thanks for sharing that. That was neat.
Not a problem.
Well, I think that was, yeah, I think I remember reading something too recently that you had, you know, the glutes is the engine and the core is the transmission. I like that a lot. I think that's makes it, puts it right in this perspective for a lot of people, you know, they think about the core too. And the glutes, I mean, that's, I think it's the king of the lower body. It's just the power source. Just so we have a few more minutes. What do you do, any specific glute exercises that you could share with the audience that maybe that you like?
Absolutely. So, obviously with, you know, all my clients, we don't just do like, here's a random workout, here's a random workout. No, that's a waste of time. We always go through progressions. Mm-hmm. And most of my clients, the first progressions that they ever get when it comes to glute strength is a barbell hip bridge. There is a lot of people mm-hmm. doing it. And funny enough, it's a lot more women than men, but it is the ultimate glute strengthening, and it also involves low back and things like that. I like to say that when your glutes are strong, it helps protect your low back because a lot mm-hmm. of times people are using the muscles of their low back instead of their glutes. So I like to
Definitely.
Teach them how to use their glutes, and then we can progress along a timeline and get you to where you go to do a deadlift. And the way that I progress along the spectrum there of going from, you know, the barbell hip bridge to generally a pull through, and I'll start teaching them deadlift form at that time. But when I'm going heavier on weight, I want the weight to be in line with their spine before they worry about the weight being perpendicular and adding all that torque, so that when they actually get to the deadlift, they can actually, they grab the bar and they're like, wow, this is easier than I thought it would be. And it's because we did the right progressions to get you to where you needed to be, so that when you got to it, there was not going to be any issue with you picking up the weight and hurting your back or anything like that. So barbell hip bridge,
that's good.
First and foremost, greatest glute exercise other than just doing, you know, at home doing single leg hip bridges or double leg and things like that.
That's cool. Yeah, I see. I've read a lot about that exercise, and it is one that's not used enough. You know, I think that's sometimes it's getting, you know, like in the past, I think it's getting more to the forefront now. People starting to realize how important it is and how much of a game changer that exercise could be. But yeah, that's something that I think that's got lost. You know, going to the deadlifts and the squats and the, you know, even the glute bridges started making the comeback, and I think that's great to see. You know, more and more. And to hear more and more about those exercises. Well, it's been a great, great show. I want to thank you for providing some of this information to our audience. And, you know, you were a world of information. And I know anyone that listens to is going to enhance their knowledge, and hopefully that will translate to their performance as well. But yeah, I want to thank you again for getting on here. And this is going to be available for anyone that's in our lab, and I'm going to get you in that. We're going to get that set up for you as well. And please pass on this information as much as you can, because I think this is what we need to do, is get that, you know, get the word out there and get some of the things going that if we can train properly, you know, we can start eliminating a lot of the injuries and, you know, increase our performance, and it increases our fun and increases our confidence. So it all comes together. And I think it's all like one big recipe, as I call it. So I want to thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
No problem. That was a lot of fun.
All right, man. Thanks, Dan. And we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, guys, there you have it. Dan Shipman from Full Torque Fitness out of Largo, Florida. Great, great, you know, information right there. So, again, I'm going to leave this with you guys. Your knowledge is potential power. You use your knowledge, that becomes real power. It's up to you now to take what you just learned and put it to use. Till next time, see you in the lab.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.